Claremont College's address, the Blaisdell Institute,
September 23, 1979.
Dr. Bruce Long and the sponsors of this gathering this evening, I'm very grateful and happy to be here to speak to you. And in addition, I'm particularly very happy to meet a very old friend who we met many years ago. And I hope that you all have enjoyed the films that you saw earlier today.
And
And what you earlier saw in the film, I, as a Tibetan, will try to explain Manju version. What Tibetans think.
Now here, I can as a one of the human beings. Here, listener or people who are
in this world.
Looking on me, also a human being. If we look that, you see, that point in the deeper meaning, then we are all same. The all differences, culture, different color, different culture, different nationality, different faith, different ideology, different social status. All these are secondary. So with this motivation, or with this attitude, I always feel, whenever I meet new people, new person, as soon as I thought it's that level, we are just like old friends, already knowing each other. Though I cannot read in your, your mind, what is occurring in your mind. So, though I could not read what thought going on in your each individual mind or brain, but generally speaking, because you see, I myself as a human being, you yourself as a human being, through my own experience, basic idea or basic thinking is going on in your head, I can judge or I can understand. You see, here, so you see, the basic thing is, we everybody want happiness, do not want suffering. And also, we everybody have right to be happy and have right to get rid of suffering. So, now wherever I goes, whoever I met, talk, I always express my own feeling. You see, that is, I mean, just like this sort of, you see, I'm talking. Now with this feeling, then there is no difficulty to contact each other, to exchange each other's view or feeling. And through this, we can understand each other very well. Through that, we can, we can develop a true and feeling to what you call true unity, true friend, friendly atmosphere, true close feeling. From that, we can develop a real harmony, helping each other, sharing each other's suffering. No matter different, you see, on the surface, differences on the surface, but in the deep sense, all are one, you see, same. Now here, you see, with this feeling, we can experience real mental peace, real satisfaction. The other side, you see, distrust each other, suspicion each other. From that feeling, you can easily develop the anger, hatred, jealousy. These feelings come. With this feeling, it is impossible to have a inner peace. Without a inner peace, there is no possibility to enjoy yourself. So you see, inner peace, mental peace is something very important. Now you see, the material facility, material, comfort, it's something very necessary for a man, for a human society, for a country, for a nation. It is very absolutely necessary, essential. But at the same time, the material progress, material prosperity itself could not produce inner peace. Inner peace should come from within. So that much depends on our own attitude toward life, toward other, particularly toward problem. When we, two persons, they facing experiencing same kind of problem, but because of different mental attitude, some person, one person much easier to face the problem. One person, another person may not that way. So you see, here this problem or the suffering is the same, but because of internal viewpoint. Now this, in the case of myself, you see, I have several occasions to talk with certain people who are, suffering the same condition, same type which we are facing, which we Tibetan facing. So you see, here some people with real, hatred or some, you see, due to, tragedy, due to suffering, then with some strong, strong unhappiness or very strong emotional hatred or feelings.
Feeling of hatred.
So because of that, on the top of the actual suffering, actual problem, the mentally another burden is there. So with the inner peace, which is some sort of, you see, open or this is tolerance, less hatred, you see, less anger, less selfish, respect for other, more respect for other. With these feelings, it is much easier to bear mentally the problem. So after all, we human beings' life, within a human being's life,
The problem is there, suffering is there. Now, one thing important is, while we are facing, or I mean, side by side, the problem, the inner, you see, some sort of inner equipment, which can help deal with the problem, at the same time, build inner strength, determination, courage. When we face a problem, when we facing certain, when we experience suffering, if you, lose your hope and courage, then the suffering will win. Despite that suffering, despite that obstacle, you still keep determination and courage, reasons. Confront that problem. Then there is great hope you can pass over, overcome. So once a life, hope, determination is very important. That also depend on the feeling of, certain mental calmness. You see, with anger, with strong hatred, you yourself could not tolerance that problem, then some cases, the suicidal or some, drugging, some...
Suicide, no, taking drugs.
Taking drugs or something like that, you see. Because you lost inner peace, because that you become very impatient, and some dramatic actions will come. So therefore, in our life, in human life, the mental calmness is something very essential. Now here, the basic, one of the basic point, or one of the basic cause of calmness is love, kindness. With kindness, with love, with compassionate thought, the feeling of, the sense of brotherhood and sisterhood, this feeling, this, compassion feeling is the basis of inner peace. With anger, hatred, very difficult to feel inner peace. So now the point, the love and compassion. On this point, the all different, religion, various different religious faith, more or less the same, emphasis here. Like Christians or Judaism or Buddhism or Hindu, in every world major religion, the emphasis there, the brotherhood. So if you, any religion, if you practice sincerely, truthfully, then you can feel these values. So like, here, different, costume or different, clothes, with different, philosophy, different faith. But if we look from wider viewpoint, then all are the same direction, the happiness of humankind, the better human, to make man a better human being. So, something nirvana on this, deeper meaning, these will come later. But you see, present, urgent thing is, within our life, within this life, the real peace, real harmony, real friend, unity, is something very helpful and necessary. And in daily life also, if we have a real cooperation, a sympathetic cooperation, each other, then we can feel very happy. Even we could not achieve the goal, still we are we feel very satisfied. So this is my always I express this feeling. This is the essence of Buddhism. One of the essential point is this, compassion. is the essence. Now, in other words, the Buddhism, the basic idea of Buddhism is two sentences. If possible, you must serve for other. If not, you don't harm other. These two sentences is the essence of Buddhism. So you see both things basis on compassion thought. So now I am going to say something about how to develop this altruism or the compassion thought according, Buddhist practice. Because you see, I feel basically all teachings are same goal, one. At the same time, each religion, there is some special quality. So, you see, it is, worthwhile and useful to exchange or learning from each other, learning from each other. So, I would like to say something about the training of training mind toward the altruism. Now, at this point, my English say farewell, because my English could not sufficient. Da thangbu de kasore, da da shen shen na, shen zwa chawati, ngan zu jik kasore, emotional samlo ma dang che, mwenye chane ke du chang ting samlo dambe yin na, da da shen shen na, shen kya chawa yin za, zwa shen cha yin gu duwa.
First of all, it is important to understand that between self and other, other is far more important because others are far more numerous. Even though to use the imagination is just to make up something, sometimes the imagination can be used very effectively in order to understand a deep point. Therefore, in your mind, please imagine that on one side is one party, this being all beings, the infinite number of beings. And on the other side, imagine another party, that is to say, your single, selfish self.
Now you are imagining as, you see, voter, who are, you see, sitting as a third person. Now, you see, if you think properly, could you vote this side or this side? This single man, single selfish man, or the limitless others, then naturally you will feel much more closer because of the number. Both are same human being. Both have the desire of happiness, and both have right to exist happiness. So in that case, only difference is number. So now that this is number, limitless number, is much more important, then naturally you will join this party. Isn't so? So you see, the Hindu Sangha, those Hindu, any Kali Kaliliya, da da shen shen na, shen to chao jing, samlo kwa yung e jing. Dinde Hindu, rang nubha di, shen ki tanda la peju chaya jito, shen ki tanda la ya, in serve chaya jito, chaya di, ta yang da wala.
In this way, you'll come gradually to see that others are far more important than oneself, and that all of one's own capacities should be used for the benefit of others.
Now, here I think, I may, addition, I may add one thing. In deep mind, in deep feeling, right?
Yes.
we will never lose the calmness or the real love or respect for other. At the same time, under certain circumstances, under certain difficult period or certain exceptional circumstances, on the surface you may necessary to react according to circumstances, but in deep down you should not disturb calmness, you should not lose the calmness or the compassion thought. But on the surface you may take different action. That very possible, particularly under certain circumstances. Sometimes very very competitive society. If you remain really honest and sincere, then other may take advantage. On such circumstances, you may take a certain reaction, appropriate reaction. But in inner deep feeling, it's very important to respect others, benefit, to much love for other. Now this can be possible. For instance, parent sometimes towards their children sometimes necessary take strong action or rough action, rough action. But when that action take without loosening compassion, same way, without loosening deep compassion, including your enemy, particularly for the religious practitioner, the enemy is something very precious. With enemy, you can learn many things. Without enemy, your inner development sometimes bit. With enemy you can enemy give you best opportunity to develop inner strength. So from that viewpoint, enemy is something very important, something very precious. So here without loosening the deep feeling, warm feeling of compassion, this on the surface, as I mentioned earlier, different thing. Tainda. Cheni, tawa tindiji ki samlu kazore sambu khomya de tindu jane ngaranzu khombe wangi nyomomba khongro da dzu dia tande kazore obstacle chimbu chain gure.
Now, since it's necessary for us to familiarize or get used to these good attitudes, it our own past familiarity or habituation to bad emotions such as hatred will get in our way. Thus it's necessary to identify these afflictive emotions and combat them right on the spot. If you gradually get used to controlling these afflictive emotions over a period of years, it's possible even for someone who usually gets very angry to become calm. Now, some people might feel that you lose your independence if you don't let your mind just wander where it wants to, if you try to control it, but that is not the case. If your mind is proceeding in the correct way, then one already has independence. But if the mind is proceeding in incorrect ways, then it's necessary definitely to exercise control.
ona in assembly ya gasore control chana ya tik thaz in so 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 be mayong jil in ka ba so so ma do di in vertical control ya che tu gur ba se la ba ina desan mas tesi ji da tesi ji ga so obstacles so chela ma do be di in mara so tu gur ba se la ba ina
now if you ask is it possible to completely get rid of afflictive emotions, or is it necessary just to suppress them on the spot? Now, from the Buddhist point of view, the conventional nature of the mind is that it is of clear light. And from the ultimate point of view, it is also of clear light. Thus, from the conventional point of view, these afflictive emotions are only adventitious and they can be removed totally.
Now,
if these afflictive emotions were in the very nature of the mind, then just as the mind is an entity of illumination and knowing, so the mind itself would have to be afflicted. But we ourselves understand that it is not this way. Because it is only when we meet with certain circumstances that we become angry, and when we don't meet with those circumstances, we're not angry. Now this indicates that the nature of hatred and the nature of mind are different. Now, how is it that hatred is generated? It is generated because we superimpose upon phenomena an unattractiveness or badness that exceeds what is actually there. Therefore, the foundation of a mind of hatred is not valid. However, a mind of love does have a valid foundation. Now, when over a long period of time, an attitude that has a valid foundation competes with an attitude that doesn't have a valid foundation, the attitude with the valid foundation will eventually win. Therefore, if one familiarizes for a long period of time steadily with this type of consciousness that has a valid foundation, those types that don't have valid foundation will gradually diminish.
Now,
Now, although when one trains physically, for instance, in something that has a gross basis, trains in jumping, for instance, there's a limit to how far one can jump, no matter how much one trains. Although that is the case with physical things, with the mind, because it is an entity of mere illumination and knowing, it's possible through gradual familiarization to train this mind limitlessly. Now, we ourselves know that, right? That it is possible for the mind to hold on to many things in memory. We can put one thing in mind and then put another thing in mind, another thing in mind. It's possible for us to remember a great deal. Now, we are using only the grosser or coarser types of consciousnesses nowadays in order to become mindful and remember things. But if we use even more, and yet we are able to remember a great many things, and if we, however, if we put to use our more subtle consciousnesses, then there will be even that many more things that we can use the mind for. Therefore, qualities that depend on the mind can be increased limitlessly. And as much as one relies on and increases those antidotal factors that counter the afflictive emotions, so much so do these afflictive emotions decrease and can eventually be extinguished. Therefore, all of us, it is said, have the substances necessary for the attainment of Buddha. This is our own mind, the fact that our minds are essentially entities of mere illumination and knowing. And in dependence upon the fact that the mind is basically just an entity of mere illumination and knowing, it can be shown that the mind can eventually know everything. Now, this is a basic Buddhist point. Thus, from the philosophical point of view, we gain support for our theory that the good qualities of the mind can be increased limitlessly. Now, this is a Buddhist explanation. There also are also many people nowadays are taking an interest in scientific explanations that tie the functioning of mind to the functioning of physical cells and so forth within the body.
This is the end of side one. Please turn the cassette over.
Now, this is a Buddhist explanation. There also are also many people nowadays are taking an interest in scientific explanations that tie the functioning of mind to the functioning of physical cells and so forth within the body.
让 consciousness 你掌握的
Therefore, I have a very great interest in the relationship between mind and these current studies. What do you say? I have a great interest in the current studies on the relationship between the mind and these subtle cells. In your university flag, there are five lamps.
And I
thought this is particularly beautiful because each lamp has the power to remove a certain degree of darkness, and when all five join together, they're capable of removing great darkness.
So you mentioned another two new light will join. So like that, you see more light come, darkness also disappear.
Mm-hmm.
Because you see the darkness or the inner darkness, which we call ignorant, that is the root of suffering. So you see more light, more inner light comes, the more inner darkness will diminish. That is the only hope or only way to achieve salvation or nirvana or happiness. So thank you very much. I'm very, very glad.